maybe we can leave with something out of all this hurt. Ain't gonna beg you to stay, gotta ask you what's wrong. Ain't no reason running after something already gone. Take off your leaving dress, let's do what we do best. I guess everybody's got their way of moving on. Girl, rest your head one more time in my bed. Love me like you love me when you love me and you didn't have to try. Let's do what we do best. I guess everybody's got their way of moving on. Girl, rest your head one more time in my bed. Love me like you love me when you love me and you didn't have to try.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sieverton. The world pauses to remember, not to forget, on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Also, the 80th anniversary of the Soviet troops liberating the Auschwitz death camp in Poland. A ceremony at the site, survivors like 86-year-old Tova Friedman remember seeing children led to the gas chamber.
I thought that we all have to die. That it was normal if you're a Jewish child. You have to die.
There are concerns today about rising hate and anti-Semitism. Reports say President Trump is ordering immigration officials to meet a new quota to arrest 1,500 migrants per day. Advocacy groups in Chicago have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over plans for mass deportations in the city. They want an injunction and emergency hearing. Trump administration has halted plans to slap tariffs on products from Colombia after that country agreed to accept deportation flights. This is ABC News. Football fans in Philadelphia and Kansas City are celebrating after their teams made it to the Super Bowl.
Fans of the Philadelphia Eagles were up all night. Celebrating the Birds' 55-23 battering of the Washington Commanders. In Kansas City, Chiefs fans watched their team win a historic third consecutive trip to the Super Bowl. United Airlines is offering new direct flights from KC to New Orleans for the February 9th matchup between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A United Airlines 787 heading from Nigeria to Washington experienced major drops in speed at more than 30,000 feet. 38 people were injured as food and other items were thrown around the cabin. Nigerian authorities say pilots reported distress about an hour into the flight. They turned around and returned to Lagos. The FAA will try to determine whether it was human error or an issue with the plane. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
April breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be...
one-time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few sprinkles or flurries today and a warmer day, but the main story will be the breeze. High temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, still breezy with lows in the upper teens. Still breezy on Tuesday with a high near 40. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 30.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A suspect is in custody in a Western Wisconsin homicide. Ted Allen has more.
Police responded to an Eau Claire residence early Saturday morning to find a person with a gunshot wound. First responders attempted life-saving measures on the shooting victim, who died at the scene. Police say the suspect was quickly taken into custody. The shooting is believed to have been an isolated incident.
Milwaukee Public Schools is stepping up its search for a new superintendent. A virtual meeting of the board tonight will review applications and conduct interviews to determine finalists. MPS Superintendent Keith Posley resigned last June following a report of the district's failure to disclose vital information to the state. And a massive fire at a Milwaukee area recycling center. Firefighters responded to Alter Trading Corporation in Milwaukee's Menominee Valley late Sunday afternoon. Employees of the plant had to use machinery to move piles of scrap to help firefighters get to the source of the fire. No one was injured. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope. There is help. And there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Veteran Blue at Martin Transport. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. The city of Durand is exploring implementing a room tax. The tax would be levied at the hotel and at any Airbnbs in the city. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says a majority of the revenue must be used to promote tourism, and the city is required to form a tourism commission to determine how to best spend that money.
And then what we would do is we would end up forming a tourism commission, a specific commission, and there would have to be participation with people from the motel, people from that area of the tourism area. And then, of course, and then so we would set the budget to say that this is what it is, and then they would decide how that money would be spent to promote tourism and so on throughout the city.
It's estimated the room tax could generate $42,000 in revenue annually. A Red Wing man was arrested for OWI after a single vehicle accident in Pierce County on Friday night. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, that accident happened near Highway W and Highway 63. After talking with 33-year-old Alberto Serrera, troopers determined that he showed signs of impairment. Serrera refused to exit the vehicle and a field sobriety test. He was arrested and taken to the hospital after a warrant was obtained to obtain a blood draw. He was arrested for OWI, fourth offense. Eau Claire police are investigating a homicide on the north side of that city. Eau Claire police say the incident happened early Saturday morning at a house on Western Avenue. Police recalled just after 2 a.m. about a shooting. When they arrived, they tried to save the victim's life, but were unsuccessful. A suspect is in custody. Police say this is an isolated incident, and there are no other suspects. Details on the victim and the suspect's name have not been released. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department is announcing that no charges will be filed in the death investigation from last summer. On June 30th, deputies responded to a home in the town of Adams after a person in the home was found dead. Deputies found 34-year-old Christopher Danielson dead from an apparent gunshot wound. An investigation found that no one else was involved in Danielson's death. Therefore, no charges will be filed. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see. JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Buffalo County is asking for the public's input on road bans in the county. The Highway Department will be holding an informational meeting on February 5th to discuss efforts of the county to balance the need of maintaining county roads while supporting the needs of the local economy and how road bans could adversely affect that. The meeting will begin at 8:30 a.m. at the county boardroom on February 5th. Everyone is safe after a house fire on the west side of Eau Claire Sunday morning. According to the Eau Claire Fire Department, crews were called to a home on Colehep Road at around 10 a.m. for a fire in the basement of the home. Everyone inside it evacuated before the fire department arrived. The flames were quickly put out. The basement was damaged, but no one was hurt. The residents are being relocated, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. A former Chippewa Falls man who was convicted of sexually touching an 8-year-old girl has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Anthony Brown was living on Island Street in Chippewa Falls when he was charged for attempted sexual assault of a child under 13. According to the criminal complaint, a 12-year-old girl told authorities Brown had crawled into her bed and tried to touch her when she was in the second grade in 2018. Brown, who was a friend of her father, had been living with the victim and her family at the time of the incident. The Minnesota Supreme Court says the Minnesota House cannot conduct any business unless 68 members are present in the chambers. The decision handed down Friday means actions taken by Republicans since the start of the current session are set aside and are legally invalid. DFL members have boycotted the chamber since the start of the session because Republicans refused to honor a power-sharing agreement reached after last year's election. Republicans have 67 seats, giving them a one-seat majority until a special election is held for a current open House seat. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Loud booms and ground shaking are being reported from downtown Madison. They're called ice quakes. It happens when large pieces of ice freezes on top of the water on the lake and then starts to move. It then creates these large cracks, which is where the sound and vibrations come from. Experts say there are no worries about the event causing any excessive damages like a real earthquake would. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few sprinkles or flurries today and a warmer day, but the main story will be the breeze. High temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, still breezy with lows in the upper teens. Still breezy on Tuesday with a high near 40. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 30.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Accomplishing goals is hard. But when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Wisconsin Badgers bounce back with an 83-55 home win over Nebraska Sunday at the Kohl Center. I'm Bill Scott with sports. John Tanjay poured in 27, and the Badgers hit 17 threes, improving to 16-4 overall, 6-3 in Big Ten play. Guard Kamari McGee on staying steady after blowing an early lead.
Game of basketball is it's a game of runs, so we know like teams are going to throw a punch back. No team is just going to get hit and just sit there and take the punch. So we knew that they were going to respond to how we came out, and us just staying together, you know, each huddle we're talking like it's okay, like just weather that storm, next play, like we can't worry about previous plays, we just got to keep moving forward, and we did. So
Wisconsin's at Maryland on Wednesday. Marquette winners Saturday 87-74 over Villanova. The Lady Badgers losing yesterday 71-50 at rival Minnesota. Top ranked Badger women's hockey team skated to a 2-2 draw against St. Cloud State yesterday before winning the shootout to follow. Wisconsin a 5-2 winner in the series opener on Saturday. The Badger men tied Michigan 4-4 on Saturday night after a 5-4 win on Friday at the Kohl Center. Mike Hastings' team trailed 3-1 in the first before mounting their comeback.
The thing that I'll say is, again, this team and continues to prove itself that we won't go away. And so to be able to, again, be down by what we were and fight back and find a way, and, again, being down 4-3 and Dexie getting his first one. I'm getting 4 out of 6 points. It isn't a Mona Lisa, fellas, but it sure isn't bad.
There's 8 games left in the Big Ten regular season, starting with a 2-game series at Minnesota this week. Kansas City and Philadelphia meeting in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans in 2 weeks. Patrick Mahomes passing for a touchdown and running for 2 more to
lead the Chiefs to a 32-29 win over Buffalo in the AFC Championship. Josh Allen passing for a couple of scores in the loss. Eagles headed back to the Super Bowl after throttling Washington 55-23 to win the NFC Championship. Bill Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
A North Carolina resurgence for the Cup Series continues this weekend at one of the sport's oldest venues. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fan rewards.
The NASCAR Cup Series raced at Bowman Gray Stadium from 1958 to 1971. And this weekend, the series returns to the quarter-mile Winston-Salem, North Carolina Oval for the Cookout Clash. It's the second North Carolina track to return to the Cup schedule in recent years, with North Wilkesboro Speedway hosting the All-Star race the last two seasons. Charlotte, North Carolina driver William Byron believes that it's good for the entire region.
I feel like the more events we have in North Carolina, the better. It's such a great state and a lot of great towns within North Carolina that support racing, and we just kind of fuel that energy back again.
For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Let the freeze and thaw cycles of late winter help you green up the pasture in spring. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Frost seeding is an easy and inexpensive way to renovate bare spots as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
That's looking beat up with a lot of bare spots? Spread seed on it now and you'll have new growth in the spring. This renovation method is called frost seeding.
Dwayne Miller is an Ag Extension educator at Penn State University. He says seed is put down when the snow is gone, but the ground is still frozen. It's the freezing and thawing action this time of year that makes it work.
It's freezing up at night, and then it's thawing and softening up during the day. And those freezing and thawing cycles are what's cracking or honeycombing the ground. And when you put that seed in there, the combination of the freezing and thawing, a little bit of rain maybe will help that as well, but also animal traffic and the animals tromping on that seed will help to ensure seed-to-soil contact.
Miller says legumes such as red clover are usually the most successful with this method. If you're putting down grass, orchard grass or perennial rye are good options. However, he also wants to emphasize that the germination percentage rate of frost seeding is not as successful as no-till or clean bed seeding.
But you definitely have an advantage economically, especially for the small farmer, because of the ability to get in there and use maybe equipment that's mounted on an ATV, a very small tractor, or in some cases even hand application spinning that seed on. So you kind of overcome the disadvantage of germination with some of the other economical advantages for frost seeding.
Miller says tips for success include making sure you have good soil fertility, choosing the right seed varieties for your area, and controlling grass and weed competition during the first 2 or 3 months of growth. Learn more about pasture frost seeding at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday at the Mercantile Exchange. Double-digit gains in the milk markets. February up 59 to 1989. March up 48 to 1950. April up 37 to 1940. May milk up 25 to 1938. Meanwhile, cheese markets are higher. Barrels up 2 to 184. 40-pound blocks up 3 and 3 quarters to 187. 4 trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 253. 5 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 134 and 3 quarters, no trades. Dry whey steady at 69 and 3 quarters, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, the live cattle markets are trading mostly mixed today. Feeder cattle are also moving mostly mixed as well today, as the trade continues to thrive and embrace the rallying momentum. But traders aren't naive to the fact that the contracts in the cash markets are trading at price points that some never believed. Now, this week will be a big one as the cattle inventory report is set to be released, which will help the market participants determine whether or not any cow herd rebuild has even begun. Even though box beef prices are higher, we have that mixed trade here today. Hog markets, meanwhile, moving up mostly higher as traders continue to run the contracts up to resistance levels, most likely because of continued support in which they're seeing from continued high consumer demand. February live cattle up 40 cents to 205.17. April down 47 cents to 202.55. June down 45 cents to 196.92. January feeder cattle up 65 cents to 279.35. March up or down now 237 to 274.20. April down 210 to 273.35. February hogs up 52 cents to 82.82. April up $1.50 to 89.70. May up 202 to 94.90. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. The daily export wire did see 139,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico. But again, the trade is still somewhat concerned about potential tariffs happening as well. And there's also been some improvements in South American weather. For soybeans, weekly export inspections were softer, and that's also providing pressure to the markets. And wheat markets markets moving lower due to the rest of the grain complex moving lower and the dollar firming off of some of their recent lows. March and May corn both down 5 3/4 at 4.80 3/4 for March, 4.90 3/4 for May. July down 5.5 to 4.92. New crop down 6 at 4.55. March beans down 9 1/4 to 10.46 1/2. May down 8.5 to 10.59 3/4. July down 8 1/4 to 10.71 1/4. New crop down 6.5 to 10.42 1/4. March soybean meal down 4.70 to 300.20. March soybean oil down 22 cents to 45 even. Chicago wheat, March down 9 3/4 to 5.34 1/4. May down 10 to 5.48 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, March down 8.5 to 5.86 3/4. May down 8 1/4 to 5.97 1/2. Energy markets are lower today. March crude oil down $1.85 to 72.81. April down $1.79 to 72.17. February and March gas both down 3 cents. February at 201, March at 204. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor Certified Service Center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Changes with the federal milk market order mean there could be some adjustments ahead for dairy producers. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
U.S. dairy producers recently approved USDA's changes to the federal milk marketing orders. Mike North, principal of risk management at Ever.ag, says it's going to bring some changes to the dairy industry.
Yes, and the thing you have to keep in mind is the construct of Class 3 will change as a byproduct of the orders adopting new rules. We're going to see a larger make allowance, which will cause a necessary deduction from the milk check, at least as it would appear to a dairyman. There will be things that are done to help Class 1 values. We are going to effectively go after that PPD issue by making sure that we use the higher of Class 3 or 4 in the calculation versus the average of.
He talks about other changes to the dairy business.
There's going to be an adjustment to component values in milk as it relates to the standard Class 3 product. But keep in mind, as we go through this process, buyers of milk still have to compete. And in this particular market where milk has gotten tighter, while there might be adjustments to what we'll call textbook definition of Class 3 milk, the market value for milk will remain the same.
While that's good news, producers, though, still need to protect themselves from risks.
But as you work through the details, there will be some things that merit risk management. And this is why we've been talking about managing the Class 3 price with tools designed to protect the Class 3 price. Because as we talk about a larger deduct on make allowance and we look at some of these other things that will impact Class 3 values, quite likely we are going to see the true Class 3 price by this new definition be lower. So are you defending that?
Mike North with Ever.ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Milk production in Wisconsin in December of 2024 totaled 2.69 billion pounds, up slightly from the previous December, according to USDA. The average number of milk cows in December, 1.27 million head, was 1,000 below last month and down 5,000 from December of 2023. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,125 pounds. That was up 10 pounds from the prior December. Meanwhile, milk production in the 24 major dairy states in December totaled 18 billion pounds, down 0.4% from December of 2023. November revised production at 17.3 billion pounds was down 0.3% from November of 2023. The November revision represented an increase of 89 million pounds from the prior month's preliminary production estimates. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director of Government Affairs Ken Backus reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to lift the injunction that had temporarily halted enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act's reporting requirements. Cattle producers across the country are disappointed in the Supreme Court ruling, which will allow the federal government to blanket family-owned farms and ranches in fresh red tape while subjecting millions of law-abiding small business owners to potential legal jeopardy. Backus said, "We urge President Trump and his administration to rescue millions of American small business owners from these burdensome reporting requirements and delay enforcement until a meaningful solution is found." The court placed a previous injunction on hold that had been in place since December. Reuters says enforcing the law is still blocked and companies aren't required to report the information resulting from a separate order issued on January 7th by a U.S. district judge in Texas. Agriculture Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins spoke with senators on a wide range of topics during her confirmation hearing last week. As President Trump continues to consider another round of tariffs, she said USDA would be prepared to give aid to farmers if they face retaliatory tariffs from other countries. Rollins mentioned that she already spoke with Sonny Perdue, Trump's agriculture secretary during his first term, about USDA's previous response to the trade war with China. Also, despite concerns about farm workers being deported, Rollins says she's willing to work with the Department of Labor and Congress to reform the H-2A migrant labor program. Farm Policy News reported that the hearing was congenial and bipartisan, but that didn't stop senators from raising several concerns, including biofuels. The Renewable Fuels Association said it was great to hear Rollins say she would defend, elevate, and honor all sources of fuel, including ethanol. Following an executive order last year prohibiting Nebraska state agencies from buying lab-grown meat, Nebraska's Governor Jim Pillen recently vocalized his support for a proposed bill. The National Agriculture Law Center said the bill would ban the manufacture, production, importation, distribution, and sale of lab-grown meat in Nebraska by classifying cultivated protein food product as an adulterant. It was introduced at the governor's request and has been referred to the Nebraska Agriculture Committee. Congressman John Moliner of Michigan and Tom Suozzi of New York have introduced the Restoring Trade Fairness Act, the first bipartisan bill that would revoke China's permanent normalized trade relations. The act is a critical step toward ending the unfair economic practices of the Chinese Communist Party that have hurt American workers and weakened our national security, Molinar said. For too long, permanent normal trade relations with China have undermined our manufacturing base, shifted American jobs abroad, and allowed the CCP to exploit our markets while betraying the promise of fair competition. The legislation would safeguard U.S. national security, enhance supply chain resilience, and bring manufacturing jobs back to America and our allies, both congressmen said. The bipartisan bill makes the message clear that the Chinese Communist Party cannot receive preferential treatment because of its unfair trade practices, said Congressman Suzy. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Warmer weather on the way in our ag weather forecast. As the week does progress, we'll have that zonal type of flow bringing in more mild air. There will be a bit of a cool down on Wednesday as some Arctic air does move in, but it's really only for a day. It looks like isolated rain showers are even possible in some areas on Tuesday. Now, a more active weather pattern, though, is expected for this upcoming weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. A chance of sprinkles this afternoon. Highs upper 30s. West winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows near 19. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs low 40s. West winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 35. For Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs mid 30s. Thursday, mostly sunny. Warmer. We could see highs in the low 50s. For Friday, mostly sunny and cooler, highs upper 30s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 30s. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow. We'll have highs in the upper 30s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on a roll front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. Tommy slips something over him. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Kate they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
You grew up with Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off, but watching your baby blue
candlelight glory. All I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, they're sure. Need this menu? No, I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let's sleep. Now, honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts onto mine that are not. Think about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about,
you have to face the morning feeling empty inside. 'Cause you can't pretend it's real when what you really want to feel is the magic of the moment when love can't be denied. When your heart summer wind. Now I'm falling like the rain. Oh, what a sweet surprise. When your heart makes a sound like rolling thunder
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute or two. I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades all spinning in the summer rain, dancing when there ain't no music. Just the right kind of crazy, but baby, something about you. Rocking that rock and roll t-shirt, whole party dressed up, but you just doing your thing. Ain't nobody ever seen nothing like you. When you're wearing them worn out jeans, purple untied shoestrings, you're a light in the dark and you're still in my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades on spinning in the summer rain.
Haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? It don't seem the same. It seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This nearly nanosecond-long tariff war yesterday seems to be resolved today, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
For hours, the two allies locked in a tense standoff after Columbia.